This was the final blow. This is the final part of a three-part miniseries looking at the 10 plagues of Egypt. If you haven't seen part 1 and part 2 yet, I would highly encourage you to do so before watching this part. For your convenience, it will be linked below. In the first video, we looked at the first three plagues where God put his power on display through powerful acts that affected both the Israelites and the Egyptians. In the second video, we examined the next six plagues where God made a distinction between the groups and only targeted the Egyptians. By the time the ninth plague was over, the Egyptian economy was devastated and the people began to recognize and fear the Lord. However, it was this final plague that would not only be the moment that the Israelites were freed, but would also create a holiday to be celebrated for millennia and set the stage for the Messiah. Plague 10, the death of the firstborn. This final plague was so severe that God told Moses that Pharaoh will let you leave this country. In fact, he will be so eager to get rid of you that he will force you all to leave. Like the name of the last plague suggests, it would devastate families as the eldest son in each family would die in the night. This plague is unique in at least two ways. First, this plague was very severe and very sudden. Second, this plague both showed a distinction between the Israelites and the Egyptians, and it didn't. Let me explain. Unlike the previous set of plagues, plagues 4 through 9, the Israelites could not passively avoid this judgment. They had to actively show their faith in God by doing exactly what God commanded. In other words, they didn't get a pass simply because they were Israelites, but because they actively trusted in God. There's a ton we could talk about concerning this event called the Passover. There are literally books written on just this one subject, but we're going to keep it very succinct in this video. God commands his people to take a one-year-old male goat or sheep with no defects and take special care of it for a few days. Then they were to kill it, smear its blood on the frame of their door, and then eat the animal. If they did this, God would pass over their house as he came through the land to execute his judgment on those living in Egypt. Again, there's a lot more that we could get into, but that's the big idea. Let's talk about the morality of this. After all, in this plague, God directly kills thousands of children. How could God do such a thing? First, we must remember that God is not like us. He sees history from an eternal perspective, and his ways and his thoughts are higher than our ways and our thoughts. God knows the future and what the results would be if this were not done. As Jesus followers, we trust that God knows best, even when we can't understand what he's doing. Second, we must remember that this was divine judgment, not a willy-nilly act by God. The Egyptians had not only brutally enslaved the Israelites, but had also begun to commit genocide on them by forcing all males to be killed upon birth. This was retribution from God for the evil that they had committed. Look, justice is never pretty. Even in my own nation, it took the deaths of 620,000 men to end slavery. That's the current population of the state of Vermont and a greater number than the people that live in Wyoming. For more on this subject, I highly recommend you check out the book, Is God a Moral Monster? By Paul Copen. Bottom line, justice is God's, and that should comfort us because evil will not go unpunished. Paul wrote this to Christians, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. So who is this judgment on? Well, like we just said, it was a judgment on Pharaoh who ordered the enslavement and the killing of Israelite newborns. It was a judgment on the Egyptian people for going along with it. And it was also a judgment on the Egyptian god of Bes. Bes was the protector of households, children, and the defender of the Egyptian way of life. Bes is unique in Egyptian mythology because he is depicted in full face portrait, not in profile like all the other gods and goddesses. Why? Because as defender, Bes always had his eyes out looking for enemies, and he was ready to strike. In this plague, God showed the Egyptians that Bes was unable to protect them from his divine judgment. Now, it would be remiss if I didn't point out one more thing. This plague set the stage for the arrival of Jesus, the Christ. Paul wrote this, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Like the original Passover, judgment for sin is coming. But God has provided a perfect, spotless, substitutionary sacrifice for us, Jesus. We must openly declare that Jesus is our Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. That is how we are saved. 10 plagues, 10 judgments, 10 miraculous acts that prove that God is powerful, in control, and is redeeming his people. After this, Pharaoh and the Egyptians urged their slaves to leave, giving them their freedom. On their way out, the Egyptians gave gifts to the Israelites, significantly transferring wealth from the people of Egypt to Israel. Some Egyptians, seeing what God had done, left with the Israelites and joined God's people. Now, before we go, let me know in the comments below one thing that you learned from this video. It really helps me as I develop upcoming content for you. Also, you know, do all the YouTube stuff, hit like, share it on Facebook, and be sure to subscribe and ring the bell, because the next video that comes out, we will be asking a very important question. What's that question? Here it is. Is there any evidence outside of the Bible that the 10 plagues actually happened? You don't want to miss it, so be sure that you are subscribed. Now, one more thing, a word about LifeWord. They're doing incredible work all around the world, bringing the good news of Jesus to even the most remote locations through radio and the most connected locations using the internet. If you have not checked them out right here on YouTube, be sure to do that right now. It is content worth watching. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.